Is your domestic worker back at work, or are you still paying them to stay safely at home and survive the pandemic? Well, my next guest believes whatever the situation, domestic workers should be allowed to claim from government's special COVID-19 relief fund. And why not? Often these women are the sole breadwinners in their families with no prospects of a cushy pension to look forward to. Many employers had been encouraged to continue paying the domestic workers while they stayed safely at home, but many could not. That's the reality. Unfortunately, some would not. And while domestic work has been allowed to resume, many workers have not been able to return to work or to find work. The South African Domestic Service and Allied Workers Union and the United Domestic Workers Union of South Africa, including informal worker organizations, say they had launched an online petition calling for the recognition of domestic workers and that they too should be allowed to access the COVID relief fund. Myrtle Witbooi is the General Secretary of the South African Domestic Services and Allied Workers Union. Myrtle, thanks so much for joining us. If you're looking at domestic workers, they form such a critical part, not only of our economy, but of our society. They are mainly coming from working class communities. They leave their children at home to go work in the suburbs. Many of them work on ad hoc basis, so they aren't registered for UIF, so that when something like COVID-19 comes along and a hard lockdown, domestic workers are going to be hard hit.
Yes. I think that, we are very disappointed as the Domestic Workers Union, because now we really see the weaknesses of our unemployment fund, and also how domestic workers was left. Many domestic workers has no access to the unemployment fund, and many domestic workers did not have access to the TERS fund. And we as at SAWU are actually very disappointed, because as you know, to apply to the unemployment fund, you either had to be registered, and we find that many domestic workers were not registered. And according to the Department of Labor, out of the 1 million domestic workers in South Africa, only about 16,000 domestic workers, employers, have applied for the fund. We also find out that when employers applied for the fund, we find the minister made a thing to say that all workers that earn so much will get the national minimum wage. We find that we even have proof that domestic workers got 1,400 or domestic workers got 2,000. Even yesterday, we've got another proof of a domestic worker that earned 7,000 rand a month, that for the 3 months, she only got 1,400 rand. So that is the problem we at the moment have with domestic workers. We find that the access to the 350 rand fund, domestic workers, some don't have proper cell phones, some didn't know how to apply. So really, many domestic workers was left out in the cold. Many domestic workers was without income, so the union have to run around to see how we can assist those domestic workers. Of course, there were good employers also, for them we are thankful. But many of our domestic workers are now without jobs. All domestic workers has been cut down from 2 days to 3 days.
Because if I look around my community, people around me, I know that it is the law to register your employer with the UIF and the Department of Labor, but many people simply don't do that because they see it, oh, the lady comes in once a week, or she comes in every second week, and there's to-ing and fro-ing whether that bureaucracy is then needed for someone who's just going to be in my home, you know, for a few hours a day. And those are the loopholes that we now need to tighten up if we are going to try and protect as many people in society.
Yes, yes. You see, the problem was that you have been registered with unemployment, yes. Secondly, one of the problems that also we must say that employers, there were some employers that have tried to get this form through, but it seems that there was like a blockage and employers couldn't come through, especially when it comes to the domestic worker sector. Then the second announcement was that a domestic worker can now apply herself, and numbers was given. But we find that the domestic workers, even the union itself, we had about 200 domestic workers, names, IDs and things. You just could not get through to that number. And then an announcement was made that they have the April blockage and things like that. So in actual fact, those domestic worker that was lucky through the employer. But what I want to stress is what the minister said about the raise from 3,500, it never really happened for the domestic worker. And we have proof of that. So what we find the weakness of the Department of Labor has never really checked on employers to see that they have registered their domestic worker in the unemployment fund. And that is the one that we're taking up with the Department of Labor now, that we really want inspectors now, because once again we see that the vulnerable workers have suffered within this period.
Myrtle, there are people asking, when should a domestic worker be registered with UIF? I use the example of someone who comes in once a week or fortnightly. The person says they're under the impression that you are only supposed to, as an employer, register your domestic worker if they work for you more than 24 hours a month. Could you give us some clarity there?
I think, you know, as soon as a domestic worker starts working for an employer, 3 months later, she has to register the domestic worker. And if a domestic worker works for an employer for more than 24 hours a month, that domestic worker must also be registered. So basically, most of domestic workers within the domestic workforce should have been registered now and should have had access to unemployment funds. But that it's not a reality in South Africa. There was a lack of that. And many employers was then asked, with the COVID-19, you can now register your domestic worker and your domestic worker will be paid out. Well, that did not happen. So like I want to say, yes, we are thankful for those workers or the employers, but the majority of domestic workers did not benefit. At the moment now, domestic workers are struggling to get back to work and domestic workers are struggling to see how they can feed their families after a 3 month period of at home.
Myrtle, what is the opinion of domestic workers, seeing that our numbers are still spiking? There's still plenty of infections going around of COVID-19. It's that balancing act of trying to put food on the table, but also trying to keep themselves and their families safe. Domestic workers in general come from working class communities, which are densified. They travel on public transport that is more often than not loaded or overloaded with people. It must be very difficult having to make that decision. Yes, my employer says I can come back to work, but whether do they really want to with regards to their safety?
Yes, I think that SASAWU has called out to many of the workers. SASAWU has sent WhatsApp messages to workers, and as some of employers was very reluctant to actually take their worker back. But we have tried to have pamphlets, and we have spoke to employers, and we have actually educated domestic worker about the safety. Yes, the domestic worker is traveling on the taxi and when she gets to work. So we have asked employers also to make sure that the domestic workers have, you know, the protection at the site of the work. And we have asked domestic workers to make sure that they do wear their mask, that they even put on gloves, and then they make sure that they also protect themselves. We have also asked employers even to take, you know, the worker temperature when she comes to the other side, so that both sides feel safe. But there is some employers do have a reluctance, but many employers have asked that the domestic workers should come back because the economy is opening and the employers have to go back to work. So the role of the union for sure is now going to be to educate domestic workers, to make sure that domestic workers don't lose their jobs, and to make sure that the Department of Labor plays a big role in ensuring that domestic workers understand and that there's no more job losses.
Myrtle, also, I just want, before we run out of time, there are two questions that have come through here, very similar. The one says, hello Lester, but if workers work three jobs a week, surely you don't register for each household. If they work for three households, you know, in a week, it's the responsibility. Where must they go? I think the similar question is, if a domestic worker works for various employees, does each employer have to register them for UIF, or only the one who employs them? How does it work? If you have multiple employees, you're working at this house on Monday, this house on Tuesday, this house on Thursday.
Now, if a domestic worker is working for an employer more than 3 or 1 days a week, the domestic worker should be registered. If the domestic worker is not registered, or the employer has never asked her identity number, it means that she's never been arrested. The domestic worker can go to the Labor Department and take her ID with her to the Labor Department. The Labor Department will then check on the employer and then tell the employer to register the worker. So that is how it works. Or the union also helps the domestic worker.
Myrtle Witboy there. She is the General Secretary of the South African Domestic Service and Allied Workers Union. Thanks so much for joining us.